Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are going to chat to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, great to have you back with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you very much. And let me first of all thank my colleague, Dr. Daniel Israel, for standing in for me last week. But it's also good to be back. Thank you.
He did a good job. He didn't let you down, let me tell you, but always great to have you back, Prof. Your topic this afternoon is fascinating because I wouldn't have thought of even asking the question, and it's following. People with the Neanderthal gene seem to be worse off with COVID. My goodness me, Prof, over to you. Fascinating.
Yeah, Simon, I saw this. It's a very recent publication in the very prestigious scientific journal called Nature. And I saw this and I got so excited, I thought, no, I have to talk about it today. And it's interesting. It's actually an offshoot from, there's a widespread move all over the world where researchers all were looking for genetic markers of severe disease. In other words, what genes can predict that if somebody gets COVID, they're going to get a more severe disease. And what they found was this little piece. It's only about 50 bases, which is small, in chromosome 3. Of our chromosomes, and people who have this particular genetic segment or genomic segment are more likely to have more severe disease. And they found it in 50% of people from South Asian origin, 16% of people from European origin. But what is interesting is that this little piece of genetic material comes from the Neanderthals. So let me give you a little bit of background of the Neanderthals. You know, we are called Homo sapiens. Wise human, and Homo Neanderthals are a archaic human, kind of a human, prehistoric human, now extinct, of course. They lived about 200,000 to 40,000 years ago on the Eurasian continent. And they were very successful there until the Homo sapiens migrated from the African continent into Europe. And they actually eventually displaced the Neanderthals. Now, they're not really one of our ancestors. You've probably heard of Australopithecus. You've heard of Homo erectus and Homo habilis. They are our ancestral species. But the Neanderthals are not. They're a separate branch. But there was an overlap of Homo sapiens, us, and the Neanderthals, probably about 100,000 to about maybe 50,000 years ago. And in this overlap period, when the Homo sapiens got into Europe, there was quite extensive interbreeding with Neanderthals in Europe. And as a result, some of the genetic material from Neanderthals got incorporated into human chromosome. So, in fact, between 1 and 5% of the human chromosome of people of European and Asian origin are Neanderthals. So you and me have got Neanderthal genes.
Fascinating, Prof.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Ashkenazi Jews or Mizrahi Jews for that matter would all carry this gene somewhere in our bodies.
Correct, from Europe and also in Asia as well. But not Africans. You know, Africans, indigenous Africans don't have it. They are much more pure Homo sapiens. It's people from European and Asian origin. And this little piece of from Neanderthals is what appears to be associated with a more severe COVID-19 outcome if you do get infected. Now, why that is, of course, that we don't know. This is just purely a marker. But it's interesting to have this marker to be able to predict that if you've got this marker, you've got to be very cautious if you do get infected because there's a higher incidence of severe disease.
Fascinating. Prof, look what you've done now, Prof, because one of our listeners, Hachamora, just weighed in and says, so does the professor recommend that people do a genetic test to identify markers for the illness?
I think at this stage it's not warranted. You know, the search is still on. You know, for example, that blood groups, I think I spoke about it quite a little while back. Blood groups, for example, O is associated with a better outcome. A with the worst outcome, but it's not very clear cut. And certainly it's not something what one can go on to predict a worse outcome. There are several other genetic markers which they're also looking for, which also bear some association. But at this stage, maybe in the future, but at this stage, It's not reliable enough to be a predictive marker.
Absolutely fascinating, as I knew it would be. Professor Shoup, thank you for your time. I hope you're chatting to us at the same time tomorrow.
Indeed, yeah, I will do. Thanks, Simon. Thanks. Thanks for welcoming me back.
Please, what a thing to say. Great having the prof back, and you heard it from him himself. He will be chatting to us again tomorrow at 4:25.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.